Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
And we're already starting with an edit.
Blur that
already
shit.
Already starting with an edit.
You're a big editing guy now.
I have to.
You got software.
I can't let people see that.
This is 1997, dude. We can see that.
I know, but they're not watching in 97. We couldn't even say the F word last podcast. We couldn't even talk about certain symptoms and vaccinations.
Like the monkeypox?
Yeah, well, we won't get into it. Season 5, episode 32, and we are in Mississippi somewhere?
Biloxi, Mississippi.
Is that, like, on the ocean side?
It Gulf seems side? It's on the Gulf side Gulf because side? They're in the Gulf Coast Arena. So that gave it away to me. But, yeah, I believe it's on the water. It's on the water. Got some gators down there, I reckon. Should I do the whole podcast like this?
No.
All right.
I mean, swipe up. You let us know. I'm going to just say no.
Can you edit out my voice and just put, like, me saying normal stuff, like old recordings? Like, do you have set up, in case something happens to me, enough, like, just vocalization recordings of me to just do the podcast for the next couple
of years? Not only that, I have conversations with you.
Yeah.
I have a soundboard with everything. I'm like, should I get McDonald's? And you go, absolutely, dude.
Give me a... Double order pounder with
a sentimental
Romeo. And a filet of fish, please.
Filet of fish was garbage. No shout out to McDonald's. Those are worst I've ever had. By the way, we had
second worst.
For correct. Me. Yeah. Correct. We had like pepper on our fries, but I'm pretty sure that's from like a dirty fryer.
I think the guy ate a quarter of our fries and just like
Tiger Woods
spilled some. I don't know. He had peps like, I like my fries with pepper. So he put a little on the top, ate those out, and then, shit, there's still pepper on there. Re-stickered the box so nobody would think that it was tampered with.
Fuck, I still got pepper on there.
Is that what he sounded like?
He said, fuck.
Fuck, dude.
I still got pepper in there. What'd you think of this raw, dude?
This might be... the single most important Raw we've ever watched.
This, I know we say this all the time, this might be the pinnacle to where things are where we want them to be.
There's two big events in this Raw. Okay, it's not the best that we've seen, but there are two.
All right, spoiler alert, Scott Plesky.
Yeah, Scott Plesky's in.
Versus Tony Williams.
Patriot match, awesome. Oh, yes. Patriot tag match. There is two big moments here. Kind of three, if you think about it, but at least two that are pivotal to the future of the world at large. And I think it's not the best Raw, but those are going to be super impactful moments going forward. And I'm here for it.
I'm also here for it.
Good thing you're here with us for it.
Let's get it going. Shawn Michaels out in the ring with an interview with Vince. And we get a little Shawn is gay chant.
Shawn is gay. Sean is gay.
Sean is gay. We're just quoting. Sean is gay. Sean is gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's not. And I would almost
prefer. We have many gay friends. Robert's had sex with at least one gay man. So we know that we have no problem with gay people here.
What, do you want to have sex with a straight dude? That's gay.
Yeah, there's nothing gayer than having sex with a straight
dude. A guy that's never had a dick in his mouth.
You're going to go for it.
Yes.
Go for it, you know? Shout out to GB, by the way.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather bang like the nastiest girl in the world or like a very mediocre looking guy?
Oh, wow. See, I thought you were going to say really good looking guy. And it was gonna
That's an obvious.
Ah. Yeah. So, I'd wait, ugliest girl right in the now. World. So, give me like an example here. I got to get like some visual.
I guess crackheady, like probably missing some hair.
Well, how many
either
teeth?
Super skinny or overweight. We'll say.
Well, crackheady's not going to be overweight.
I said either like very skinny or very overweight. Just thinking like the most like crypt keeper looking woman.
Crypt keeper looking.
Google meth head. Female meth head.
Okay, I got. I think that's an OnlyFans I subscribe to now since last.
I saw you quick out of it. Big OnlyFans, by the way, we are subscribed, and we will get to that in a moment.
Oh, we forgot to look up your Sunny, friend.
Oh yeah, you're my friend now.
So that chick?
No.
That chick? That chick? Okay. Deal. That chick? Okay. Deal.
Yeah, these are all hot girls.
Hey, you said meth head. Oh, there you go. That one.
Okay. Give me that one. I'll give you that one. That's right, a good one. That's
then
what I
the
imagine.
What's the mediocre guy that you're thinking?
I want to say somebody that we both know.
We'll make it for the viewers so they can know. Like, dude, you got to look up meth head. It's like three scrolls down. That's the chick we're looking at. Terrible team.
Like a Kevin Owens.
Are they Canadian, or is that not necessarily the case?
Not necessarily the case. You, how about this? You think they are? There's no proof that they are.
And so I'm banging, or they're banging me.
You're banging. You're banging both
in both situations.
Yeah, which is a lot better because if you're
getting... I get meth out of the deal?
No.
Fuck. This is a tough one, man. I no homo. Well, I'm gonna pick the meth head.
Really?
I think so.
Let me see. Yeah.
I'm not gonna be kissing her. Not gonna be kissing.
I never said kiss.
No, I'm just gonna be.
But I cannot personally make love without a few pecs in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That, and then I would probably want her to spit in my mouth.
Oh yeah. Well, for you then, you're probably picking Kevin Owens.
No.
No. Oh wow. No. Oh, you're into that. Huh?
Yeah. I want him to spit right between the teeth. No, that's a tough one. I don't
that
know.
Is a
There's
tough
not
question.
A right or wrong answer. They're both pretty
no, everything
gross.
Is everything is respectable to answer, but I think
all right, now
here,
you're banging there. What's the threshold on guy that you'd be like, okay, that's where I'm at.
So between Kevin Owens and what? And then that other side is the what?
Yeah, let me think. I mean, let's just say Dolph Ziggler, you're picking Dolph.
Dolph
Ziggler.
Sure. Yes.
What about a guy that isn't quite Logan Paul but looks like Logan Paul? Like doesn't have money but
versus
just,
oh no money
yeah,
though.
Yeah. I want to find out where this threshold is.
Logan Paul and Dolph Ziggler are pretty close, I think. Don't you think? I would probably do the Logan Paul in that situation.
Okay, so that's the threshold?
Pretty close to that, I'd say. I mean, you can't go much uglier than that meth head you showed me. Can you put the meth head here for everybody?
Yeah, I'll put it again. What about, do you know who David Dobrik is, the YouTuber?
No.
Go ahead and give him a Google. Like a normal looking kid. I think he's just like a normal looking guy.
What's
yeah, that's him right there.
This guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, very like average looking.
Yeah. He's from Slovakia?
Mm-hmm. Actually, he's from...
Says Slovak.
Yeah, but he's from somewhere in the suburbs.
Of Slovakia.
Of Chicago. Not just all of Slovakia, like the suburbs of Slovakia, right? He doesn't have quite the street cred in Slovakia.
I'm not banging this guy. I'm banging somebody who looks like this guy who's not a rich
Correct.
Person.
Correct, doesn't have $1 million.
See, I don't know. I mean, maybe... You gotta ask me mullet off. Maybe it'd be different. Mullet on, I'm going with the meth head girl.
Well, yeah. That's how you got the mullet to begin with.
Right. And I gotta get some meth out of the deal.
You keep saying that we're not doing meth out of the deal.
I'm not gonna bang a meth head and not get any meth. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Or what if you're on meth?
If I'm on meth, I would bang probably anything.
Me too. Yeah. I do have meth. Hey, good night.
Good night, Inga.
With that hog. Yeah. Let me do a line off your boner. Where were we? Sean Gay Chance. That's right.
Wow, that was a tangent. That was a hell of a tangent.
Yeah, we're only at 19 minutes. But this also shows the how fast the crowd turned on Shawn Michaels really proves how over The Undertaker really is. You know what I mean?
That's what you think here?
I'm just thinking when the fans turn on Shawn so quickly, it just proves that like
how I mean, I do think that's part of it, but I think the biggest thing is that we super intelligent beings from the future have noticed how much of a heel Shawn's been for the entire year.
Doesn't matter. He's never changed his personality.
No, I know, but now people are getting wise to it because he did one little bad thing.
Yeah. Shawn is calling out Sergeant Slaughter. He's kind of playing into these gay chants a little bit. What does he say? It's like, you guys wish
that I would suck on Sergeant Slaughter's big, throbbing, bulging.
Yeah, he says
chin.
That to Sergeant Slaughter. He calls out Sergeant Slaughter and says, if you want to stick that big, long, enormous chin in my business, you got another thing coming. I spell coming as if, you know, he's arriving.
Yeah, no normal way to spell coming.
Which arriving, though? This reminds me of an episode of The Simpsons, so not relevant, but when Lisa is in the spelling bee, and the question
word is weather.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know whether the weather.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to The Simpsons.
Yeah, always good for a laugh.
Yeah. Sergeant Slaughter comes out, and HBK is saying that he's going to be versing Mankind tonight for the main event. Pretty cool. Last time we saw them, probably Match of the Year.
Match of the Year last year, according to the Slammy Awards.
Well, you heard it here first. According to the Slammy Awards.
We called it first, though. We did both say that was the best match in 96.
Yeah, definitely.
That and then the Bulldog, I think. And then Bulldog Show.
I think both of them were great.
That was neck and neck for me. Shawn Michaels really carried 1996 for the entire
record. I was saying that at the bar the other day. And it's like, oh, really? And Shawn Michaels like, no, you don't understand how much he carried.
Yeah.
1996.
Imagine if he wasn't there. If you had to like take him out, like what dog shit there would have been.
Who knows? Yeah. But imagine if Stone Cold's injury was like before the King of the Ring in 96.
Well, yeah.
We'd be covering WCW, I think. Yeah. Like, these are two major things that probably would have affected the business forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shawn Michaels is saying that he has a new insurance policy in place tonight.
So he is going to take care of Mankind, whether Mankind likes it or not. He's got an insurance policy in place. We don't know what it is. I've got a little suspicion because then at the end he kind of goes, and then his music starts playing, and it's, and then he goes, pew, pew.
The first suck it we've ever seen?
First suck it we've ever seen. It's like a half a suck it.
It's a half a suck it.
Half a suck it.
It's not the X, it's the chop.
Yeah, he kind of like, kind of might cross like I think
that. Eventually, if he kept going, it would have made the X.
Yes.
But he was, you know, angled. And speaking of insurance, that brings us to our first advertisement of the night, ladies and gentlemen. The general car insurance. How much are you paying? Call and click and get a quote today with the general.
Don't want to have to pay? For expensive car repairs, use Not a Condom and get that guy to pay for your child support. Then you can get whatever car you need. Not a Condom, not just for guys.
Can we talk general car insurance commercial?
Go to the general and save some time.
That's it.
Yeah.
Why is he with the penguin?
The penguin?
He's with a penguin in the car.
Really? Why do I not remember that?
No one does.
I thought he was in
shock. Look at that's the door one. Check this. I think there was, I don't know if it was a Family Guy quote or what, but he's like, what was it? Maybe South Park or something where he's like, oh, look, Shaq's in. There's Shaq. He goes, I'm in all the commercials now.
That's the
penguin. No, he's like literally riding in the convertible with them.
There's no fucking penguin, dude.
No, there isn't one. That's definitely Shaq.
That's Peter Griffin with a penguin as a general.
Maybe I'm getting all everything. Go back down. Wasn't there a penguin pitching a baseball?
That's Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg did a general commercial?
Well, he's with the general, yeah. I think you made this up. Put general
look at penguin right there. The base. He's fucking about to bat it up for the general.
There's literally nothing.
He's literally with the penguin
there.
He's with
him, but he's not in a car. You're telling me he's in a car.
I'll find it.
All right. Put it there.
Got it. Done. We were introduced with our first triple threat. Then we got our triple threat tag team. Then we have this like fatal four-way. We had a cage match, the first coffin match. Was this the first bear casket?
Buried alive.
Buried alive match. All these new things are coming up. Caribbean strap match.
We've seen a couple of those.
Yeah.
Hate to see Boricua's four-on-four Caribbean strap match. That'd be insane. I don't know who I would pick.
I would pick the Boricua's.
What if it was all them against each other?
I'd pick
it. Oh, they all tie together?
Yeah.
We get a country whipping match. Giddy up, guys. This is a hell of a ride. Well, what is a country whipping match, you're going to ask? Well, Hawk's here to tell you what it is. Hawk?
Well.
Thanks, Hawk. So it's Henry Godwin versus Hawk of Legion of Doom. And we do get a promo right before the match. But his best. We do get a promo before the match of Henry Godwin and Hawk from LOD. And let's talk about Hawk's promo, if you will. We go backstage.
Hawk has got a whip. And he's just slapping the shit out of a metal trash can. And he's saying, get your feet there, Phineas. Take that, Phineas. Take that, Henry.
Well.
You stinky. Smelly. Stinky. Sweaty.
What are the rules of this match? You whip the opponent.
Until they hit the ring floor, apparently.
All right. So
it's like a Royal Rumble, but one-on-one with a whip.
Okay. Now watch me whip.
And watch me nay-nay. You know they're dancing.
I think it's whip, and then the nay-nay is like this.
Whip.
I'll have to look it up.
We're going to do a TikTok video of Robert doing the nay-nay for the Turnbuckle Time Machine TikTok. So follow
us. We'll do the nay-nay. Time
Machine TikTok.
Five more subscribers and I'll hit that nay-nay.
Hell yeah. I'm going to make 5 YouTube accounts tonight.
Yeah. Or just text Wiggles.
Yeah.
Owen and Bulldog are both on commentary for this match. It was a very interesting match. And I'll fast forward here and not make it long story short. Animal attacks both of the guys in ring with the slop bucket. So no DQs whatsoever here.
No, they just have to get on the ring floor.
Okay. Godwin's get eliminated. Hawk gets the W here. And interesting.
Weird match.
All right. But we do got our match of the night coming up next. It is Scott Putski, a.k.a. Polish Hammer's son, versus a jobber, Tony Williams. Goldust and Marlena are coming out. And Goldust are showing a new movie that him and Marlena made.
Yeah.
And it is not a sex tape, but it is something close to a sex tape. What do we have here, Tom?
We have a live secret camera in Brian Pillman's dressing room.
Is this live?
It's live.
Is he one of those cam girls?
I think this is a voyeur cam that nobody knows about.
Oh. Like, how isn't this illegal?
I think it might be illegal.
Where is Clarence Mason? Objection, Your Honor.
I don't know. But if he would represent some white people again, I'm pretty sure he would have had a new manager. He could be managing the Heart Foundation at the end of this whole thing.
Probably the best foundation.
To manage?
Not in a little bit.
As a lawyer, though?
Sure. Yeah.
Probably the best one to manage overall. Because those Canadians are kind of like, I'm going to sue you now.
And well, you can't really sue for any, like, abuse if you get free health care, right? It's like, okay, we'll pay for your hospital bills. A.K.A. I'm already paying taxes.
Pay your hospital
Objection,
bills.
Objection, Your Honor.
Pay your telephone bills.
Could you pay my automobiles? I don't think you
general.
Do. So you can say with the general. Checks in the commercial.
But not a motherfucking penguin.
He's definitely a penguin. I might be getting that mixed up, but I'm pretty sure they look similar. You know, penguins like this. Shaq's like this.
In what?
Dick length.
Yeah, Shaq is a small dick for his size.
You think so?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that is the case.
Okay, but what's a small dick for his size? Like, well, is he still pushing?
This is the story I heard. He was
maybe
at a
it
urinal.
Just looks
he was
small
at a
compared
urinal.
To...
He's at a urinal, and somebody guy went in the urinal next to him and kind of peeked and he's like, yeah, giant guy, normal size dick, kind of weird, huh?
Shaq said
yes,
that.
Yes, I said that to him. So, I mean, I think also this is always...
He's like, sir, this is a Build-A-Bear. Yeah.
It's also been a point of mine with Shaq's dick is if it was huge and proportional, we would know about it. We would know how, like, the legends of it.
We know more about his shoe.
Right, he's got like a size 32 shoe or some shit. We would.
Is that right? 32?
I don't think it's 32, but that's it's still 23 really maybe.
Big.
23E.
I could see 20 early low 20s. 23,
yeah, 23. So yeah, you would know if you had a chance. I think.
I'm not going to argue that because that actually does kind of make sense. I think we would know by now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we can get a camera on Brian Pillman changing into a dress, we could probably see Shaq's hog, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, I guess Scott Putski wins this match. Going on, speaking of Brian Pillman, we do have him in that dress, and he's going to verse Bash Funks. Funk. We know Funkettes. No, where are they?
Where they been at?
Bulldog Owen versus a Patriot and a partner of his choosing is plugged tonight because Bulldog wants to verse a Patriot.
Lowy wants to face the Patriot.
They all want to verse the Patriot.
They all want to do their duty as strong, loyal Canadian
citizens. So Sergeant Slaughter, and by the way, great commissioner.
So far, so good.
He's just setting rules and this is the way it's going to go and laying down the law, really.
So the Patriot gets to choose a partner. We don't know who it is yet.
I think we know who it is, but it's going to be a tag match tonight. Flash Funk with Brian Pillman. And Flash Funk does a pretty sweet moonsault, but Brian Pillman does a DDT, and now he's distracted. We got Goldust and Marlena coming out. Goldust has popcorn. Marlena's just showing her ass. And on the Jumbotron, is that Brian Pillman Jr.? Not the wrestler, his penis. Changing into a dress?
Little Pillman?
Yeah. Pillman's distracted again. Pillman, Flash Funk Pillman gets the roll-up. So another week on Raw, Brian Pillman has to wear another dress.
Honestly, here's my thing. Like, we love Brian. This is a big Brian. Pro Pillman podcast.
Pro Pillman.
PP.
PPP.
PPP. Pro Pillman podcast. I don't appreciate this storyline, honestly.
Do you think we could have got a PPP waste. Loan for the podcast? Yeah. Not to interrupt you.
We worked through all of COVID.
We did work through all of COVID.
We were watching wrestling the whole time. But I just am saying, Pillman's the best on the mic they got right now. They're not using him well. He when he first came back, he was dropping all this shit about Jews and all this crazy stuff that you shouldn't probably say. Maybe that's why. Yeah. And now he's like the he says weird things sometimes with the Hart Foundation.
In the
now he's in a dress and he's a comedy act. Yeah. I get that he's funny.
If they knew how
and
much
he should
life
be the comedy.
Left.
Yeah, no, I know. I think that's part of it. They're like, oh well. I think part of it's Vince is mad at him for faking his injury, kind of, when he signed. But I think that he could be doing more as a manager or some shit. Like, he could be the voice of a more racy faction. Like,
he
imagine
could be
him
the
in
voice.
DX, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would have had to have happened.
I know.
Yeah. Maybe it was just the anti-Semitism.
That really got us like,
it's like, you want me to speak to the people? I got to let some truth out. They're like, all right, Brian, maybe just put the dress on and come out with this gold dust.
You know what we're going to do instead? We're going to watch you put a dress on for 5 minutes during another person's match. Just seems like a waste, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
I've kind of gone along with the Hart Foundation thing. I'm okay with it, but we've got 2 good months left of Pillman. Let's get some good lines. Let's let him be the loose cannon again.
Dude. Speaking of Dude Love.
Hell yeah.
In ring. Interview. Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Saying Dude Love has to defend his... What are we doing with these tag team titles? Right? First of all, it was Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Shawn gets injured, goes to Dude Love.
Yeah.
Now Stone Cold's out of the picture.
Yeah.
Now it's just Dude Love with 2 titles?
I think that Stone Cold's going to be in this match.
You think so?
I think so.
With a broken freaking
neck?
Well,
September 7th. It's like a whole month after he broke his neck. He'll be fine.
Okay, but we're doing a Fatal 4-Way match.
Yeah, so it's them. It's Lil Howie and Bulldog.
Okay.
It's the Godwins and it's LOD. Fatal 4-Way. Tag match at the paper.
LOD has to win here,
I think
right?
They have to. I think they have to.
They
can't keep this going. Now that Stone Cold's also Intercontinental Champion, Dude Love, I know he's back and forth with being Dude Love, but like they got to get him back to Mankind. He's got a main event match as Mankind tonight. Mm-hmm. So they got to lose. It, I think, was a weird kind of detour that the whole tag division took here. I'm not against it because the tag division is just kind of getting built up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think they got to move on and they got to get it over to LOD, who's been now on for like 8 months. And we don't have they haven't won the tag
title. Right, I mean, but we still got the best tag team ever. Doug Furness, Philip Lafon. We have the new Blackjacks.
Yeah.
What are we doing with these
Headbangers.
Guys? Headbangers, too.
They can challenge after this, but I don't think they're going to win. Okay. Really, the only two...
they got. Would Godwin's be in this match if they weren't heel?
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
That's why it was good that they turned heel for them, so they'll last a little bit.
Sure. Owen and Bulldog versus the Patriot. And who is this mystery guy that the Patriot is going to bring out?
Dun, dun, dun. You suck.
You suck. You suck. Ken Shamrock. Oh, it's Ken Shamrock.
Oh, I thought it was Kurt Angle.
Guessed it. No, it's not Kurt Angle. Though we were both kind of hoping for Kurt Angle when we heard the music.
It's hoping.
Match is going on and not a bad match.
No, it's decent.
Decent.
The Patriot, okay, he's getting this weird push that I've never seen the likes of in the history of.
Yeah.
It's like, closest thing I can compare it to, but it doesn't have the body work, is like Brock Lesnar coming back randomly and he's automatically gets a title match. That's what this is like, but this guy has no history that I am aware of at all.
Yeah,
he comes in and he's like, I automatically get a title match, and I'm cutting promos every week, and I'm like getting over every week, and that's my thing.
I thought they brought him just to like go to Canada and like represent the U.S. and he's getting a title match at the next pay per view.
They got Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Stone Cold, Mankind, Triple H, and the Patriots getting a title match.
Yeah. And also, let's kind of rewind here. Shotgun Saturday Night, they did a 20-man battle royal, and he cleaned house.
He beat Vader at the end. Yeah, yeah. Vader would be a better candidate. Again, sure.
Hating on the Patriot, but he reminds me...
He's a good enough in-ring worker that I'm okay with it.
But the way that he's wrestling, which is good enough.
Yeah.
He wrestles well. But like
better than Psycho Sid.
I know, but he's giving me like Ultimate Warrior vibes, where he's just like really just dominating like crazy.
Better than Ultimate Warrior.
100%. Anybody is. During the match, Bret Hart tries to walk out, but the new commish, Sarge Slaughter, stops Bret on the ramp. Meanwhile, little Owie throws a chair in the ring. The ref's trying to figure out, why is the commissioner out here? Why is Bret Hart out here? Why is Owen Hart outside the ring? No, guys, get back in the ring. The chair is sitting in the middle. Patriot grabs Bulldog and hits what I'm calling the Uncle Slam.
Did you make that up? Because they called it the Old Glory.
Old
Glory. Because the Uncle Slam's a way better name. And if you came up with it, kudos.
I thought I looked it up a while back. Like when he first came out, like I thought he looked, I'm like, oh, Patriot. I'm like, I didn't know he was going to be this long, but I could have sworn I saw the Uncle Slam, but they're calling it the Old Glory.
That's what JR said. That's the Old Glory.
The Old Glory Hole.
Old Glory Hole. Been a minute.
Patriot hits the Glory Hole. Old Glory Hole on the chair to Bulldog, and that's a victory for the Patriot and Ken Shamrock. Now, all I want to know is what is going on with NOD?
We got to hear about Ahmed.
Here they come. Here they come. NOD's coming.
We are the nation of domination.
It's not. Okay, it's just Farouk.
Not everybody else came out. Huh?
Okay, but that's cool. At least Farouk will tell the story to say why he did that to Ahmed.
Take the man out the street, but not the street out the man.
And then Chains is coming out. Well, are we not going to talk about what we did to Ahmed?
He just beat Chains last week, Ahmed did.
I know. Why are we doing this?
What is the point? Why would this match? Why wouldn't they be like, okay, Chains lost to Ahmed, they kicked Ahmed out, whatever.
Farouk versus Skull.
Farouk versus Skull.
Maybe or Skull and Bones.
Even again. Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Skull and Bones.
My chains.
8 ball and 1 gram, whatever it is.
3.2 gram?
Yeah.
In the match, the ref gets knocked out, and then another ref comes out to help that ref. Like, well, no, that's not a... Is that a ref?
Is that Timmy White?
No. He's got stripes, but he's not a ref.
It's like red stripes. It's the Rock?
Yeah, it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The actor?
No. It's Rocky Maivia. Oh. He's helping the ref out. What a good guy.
Yeah, he's just in the crowd watching. What a good guy. Big, hanging out in
the... Rock bottom the chain! Whoa! Rock bottom the chain!
What?
The Rock?
The Rock bottom?
Two chains. Not two chains. He gave it two... He delivered the move... Onto chains.
Not onto
the chains. The wrestler. Chains, the he did this.
Pretend I'm chains. Pretend he's Rock.
Where's the Clarence Mason down with Bob Backlund?
Jason, you're on it.
I'll do it on the action figures. That's what we really should do. We should just buy all the action figures and just reenact everything.
Dude, that'd be dope, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
First off, I can't
spend so much more money now. God damn it.
I got the good ones.
You got the Scott Puskey one already, at least. Thank God.
I got the Troy Williams one, too. They were kind of a duo thing. So Rock gives a rock bottom to chains. Farouk covers. 1, 2, 3. Ref turns around, gets the count. Farouk looks at the Rock, and they both do the fist.
We are the Nation
of Domination. Rocky Maivia joins the Nation of Domination. Ahmed is out.
How good it feels.
Savio's out. Clarence Mason is out. Wow.
The other two guys out.
So we got one more guy coming. And if you don't know, let's not even talk about it. We know what's coming up. But this is it, man. This is not quite the pinnacle. But we weren't
expecting this to happen just in the middle of nowhere.
I just wanted a promo.
I just want to hear why they kicked Ahmed out. But I don't care anymore now. Now I'm just happy the Rock's
there. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. Well, Sable comes out and introduces the match. Sable, by the way, WWE Magazine says,
Sable. Trouble in the Jungle.
What a line.
Yeah, line of the night. Yeah. Trouble in the Jungle. Miro. And so the picture is Sable looking all hot and then just like Miro's face in the back looking all suspicious. Like there's something going on and they aren't
happy. As if there's some trouble in said jungle.
He's had an ACL for the last 9 months. He can't have intercourse in the wild jungle way that she normally likes it with the whips and whatnot. They're like, they're having a country whip match every night in the bedroom, but he can't keep up.
Because he's wearing a regular condom, guys.
Yes. You know what can get you to a country whip match in the bedroom? Not a condom.
Not a condom.
Because they don't have condoms in the South.
Nope. But state law.
Sable comes out and she doesn't even get a chance.
What is the most heel thing you can do, right?
Interrupt Sable when she's walking out looking fine.
I was going to name 3 things, but that is the number one thing. Interrupt Sable while she's looking fine. How dare you? The Patriot comes out and calls out Bret Hart. She's trying to introduce the match here. Hart Foundation come out and they attack the Patriot in ring. And insult to injury, while the Patriot is down, they take the Canadian flag and cover him up like he's a dead corpse. By the way, if the flag touches the mat, isn't that the same as touching the ground?
It's only for our special American flag. Canadians don't have any respect for their own flag, so they don't give a shit if it touches the ground.
I figured. Yeah. I just wanted to confirm. Mm-hmm. I fucking figured.
They just, you know, it's got a maple leaf on it. How can you take it that seriously? Like, okay, it's a maple leaf. What does that stand for? The trees you have? Come on, guys. The syrup you make? Come on. The one hockey team in the one city that everybody cares about in Canada? Come on.
The Winnipeg Leaves?
Yeah, the Winnipeg Leaves. Why don't you go also, like a banana and leave?
Yeah, is it that's like Canada's number one team? And I don't, when's the last time that they won the Stanley Cup?
Last time any...
Didn't they just make the playoffs like 2 years
ago?
Yeah,
they've been good lately. So I'm trying to think what the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup, and I don't know that it's happened that I remember. which is wild. Like maybe the Oilers, like in the 80s.
That could be right.
Because you got
Calgary. We all know the Winnipeg Jets haven't won anything yet.
The Nordiques, they were gone in the 90s, but they were really good. But then they became the Avalanche. The Avalanche won some. Maple Leafs.
Won recently.
What?
Won recently. Yeah. I was at my...
You predicted it.
I did. I called it earlier on the podcast. My sister dates a Canadian, and he's a big Leafs guy. And I was with his brother and his son, and he was like talking hockey a little bit. And like... Canada versus U.S. He's like, I remember when we faced you, Canada versus U.S., and, you know, we were all watching it, and I was so mad that you guys won, and he's going on, and like, you know, like, we went to school the next day, and everyone was just so devastated. I go, you know how much it even sucks even more?
Yeah, we
didn't. None of us even watched it, and you're sitting at home crying.
What was it? Like Olympic hockey, or?
It could have been. I don't know. I'm fucking paying attention.
He's talking to me about hockey. I didn't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. Talk to me about wrestling, a real man sport.
So, okay, I'm scrolling through to see what
Let's see what it is.
It was 1993 Montreal Canadiens.
Okay.
1993.
Yeah.
This is even before the 25 years ago.
Yeah. Almost 30 years. Wow. 29 years, right?
It'll be 30 years by the time the Stanley Cup happens this year. So,
okay, this episode posts.
Yeah, by the time you post this, it's fucking January. Survivor Series is over, guys.
I would have already won. Yeah. Let's get to our main event, shall we?
Why not?
Shawn Michaels versus the man they call Mankind.
Did you put that in?
Hey, we're not doing... No, I didn't. We're not doing bad on time.
I feel like we've gone on a couple tangents, and we're still
We
doing
did a lot of meth head tangents, and we're getting right into the main events. Shawn Michaels versus Mankind, and Mankind is coming out with a trash can, and I know what you're thinking. You're painting this picture in your head of this steel trash can. It might say Raw's War on there or something. No, it's like when you're leaving an arena... Or when you're leaving the movie theater, and it's like overflowing with popcorn.
Yeah, no popcorn in it, though.
No. No, don't throw your 3D glasses in there that goes in that special trash can.
Yeah, like that.
Or keep them because you're like, I might need these for something.
Yeah, I'm coming back to a movie. I'm not paying $1.50 more exactly. for glasses again.
You think I'm not going to see Spy Kids 3D again? Come on, get with it. Or get lost. Yeah, he comes in with this big trash can, throws it in the ring, and he goes to hit Shawn Michaels with it. And I guess that's legal?
He brought it. You bring it, you buy it. That's the rule.
You break it, you brought it.
To break it, jabroni, right?
You break it, jabroni. So Shawn Michaels takes the trash can, puts it over Mankind. So Mankind like stuck at this trash can. Shawn goes off of the top rope, hits on him, and now the trash can is off. But this is never... You never see this in wrestling where it's like the trash can has a bag.
Yeah, no, I think he brought them. So he had to bring it out with a bag or nobody would have realized it was a trash can. Because it was such a weird shaped trash can. It was a big plastic white container. So it was just like a tote or something. And then he had to put the trash bag in it to make it look. Then he does this move.
There's just enough pieces of trash in there. It's like one styrofoam cup and a plate.
And he throws the can on him, knocks him with it, and then he's got the bag just stuck to him. The can's off. So he just looks like he's wearing a poncho.
Yes.
And he breaks through it, and he gets knocked out of the ring.
Yeah, he ends up doing the mandible claw while he's still in the trash bag to Shawn Michaels. It was great. This match was phenomenal.
It's a great match. Best Raw match I think we've seen.
Yeah, so we're outside the ring, as Tom pointed out. Mankind does a backdrop on the announcing table. While Mankind's on the announcing table, Shawn Michaels jumps off the apron and lands another one of his famous elbow drops. Still no broken table at this point.
Yeah, he slams him through the table, and it's like, nah. It's one of those Detroit tables.
D-Town tables. Come on down to D-Town tables. We got mahogany. Oh, my God, what are you doing to that table? Doesn't matter. It's still not going to break. D-Town tables.
Tables in the D. D in the Raw. Raw in the D?
Raw
in the D.
Back inside the ring, Shawn goes to set up for a sweet chin music, goes to hit it.
Mankind ducks right under and hits the mandible claw. As he's hitting the mandible claw, they're rolling around. They're outside the ring. And Tom called this probably 4 minutes before this happened. Triple H with China walk out.
And now are these the insurance policy we heard so much about?
Could be, couldn't be. Speaking of insurance, we'll get to that. Outside the ring, back in the ring, Shawn Michaels takes off Mankind's mask again. We're big taking mask off guy again.
Mask
podcast.
Off. Take your big, mask off.
Big taking mask the mask off guy again podcast.
We could do that if you want to switch gears and we're just taking the mask off podcast.
Take it's like mask. Taking the mask off. We gotta switch the slogan for Nauticon. It's like taking the mask off. Or it's like putting Vader's mask on.
Is that
on.
What your dick looks like? I always saw it inside of latex. I thought it was a little more pretty than
is that really sheepskin in there? Is that really a real allergic?
Because you know I'm allergic to latex. Allergic to latex? Check out Not a Condom. Only 100% latex, but it's just around the ball area, so you're good.
Maybe you lose a couple words, but I like where we're headed here. Yeah, maybe this is the insurance. Maybe Triple H, China, maybe precursor to DX. We do not know. But I like when Shawn Michaels takes off Mankind's mask and he's like looking at the crowd. He's got the mask. He's like, pretend it's biting up. He's like, why is he the best?
Why is he so much better when he's a heel?
He's just like, I was cracking up. Either way, I think we got the real insurance policy here. General, holy shit, Shawn Michaels paid his premium. No other than Rick Rude.
Whoa, I don't even know shit about Rick Rude. I've never seen him wrestle. I don't know shit. Ravishing Rick Rude. Come
I
looking
know.
Looking like fucking John Stossel in what is it, Blue Bloods? Looking like John Stossel in Blue Bloods, or anything John Stossel's ever been in his life.
I think he was in Blue Bloods, right?
Yeah, he was in Blue Bloods.
Yeah, Blue Bloods. Where does this go?
So he comes
and
out.
And why Rick Rude?
Rick Rude comes out. So you got Rick Rude on one side. You got Triple H in China.
With China.
On the other side, the real insurance policy. Get ready by the FBI. Call Rick Rude.
Rick Rude attorney at law.
Yeah. Objection, Your Honor. He grabs a chair and just smashes the shit out of Mankind in the head. Unprotected chair shot. Boom. Sweet chin music. Boom. 1, 2, 3. Boom. Cash in that deductible, bro.
Good line. That was a nasty chair shot, though.
Oh, yeah.
Objection, Your Honor. You need a lawyer. Put a fighter on your side. Clarence Mason in law. First Rick Rude in law.
And so now I'm confused because I was all pumped that DX was going to start today. They come out.
Hold your horses.
I'm holding them.
Dum.
Dum.
Dum. Undertaker comes out to approach Shawn Michaels.
What happens after that?
Well. Hawk is on the mic.
Well, Undertaker, you murdered your brother.
What's a little Paul Bearer you just did? Do we dare get Paul Bearer again?
He just is all about interrupting everything that's going on all the time.
Yes. So Paul Bearer is on the Jumbotron, and he's saying to Undertaker, Kane is with me, and you will burn in hell.
Hellfire brimstone. He says... Kane is happening soon. We know we got 2 months till Kane shows up. But maybe he's going to be doing fireballs and shit. But then, boom, fire.
What if we see, because my memory only knows that's got to be Kane's first time seeing. What if there is, like, innuendos or some, like, plugs where he's in the background or, like, you see him or they find Kane's mask or...
I think there's going to be a lot of, like, fire things. Like, they just set the stage on
fire. More
fire,
yeah.
I think that's going to happen.
It would still be cool.
For 2-8 straight weeks, and I'm here for it. I'm on board.
Maybe that's when we'll work.
Maybe Fake Diesel might have one more match, and so they're waiting on that.
What was the bet?
The bet is... The bet we're gonna. I don't know. We're gonna.
What was the most recent bet? Oh, beer, WWE logo, right?
Yeah. So that, and then, well, I'm going to have to go back and listen to some episodes about Fake Diesel from, like, January to see what we made that bet.
That was probably January.
Yeah, because it was his last time we saw him. He was, like, the fourth to last person out in the Royal Rumble.
I thought we said, is someone's going to either come back or be like, do we see Fake Diesel or...
We'll get back to it. We'll check the archives. Sure. I'm going to listen on the way home.
Okay, sounds good. Anything else to plug? We got thank you to our sponsors, the General Car Insurance, and our fan favorite, Not a Condom. Anything else to plug for the end of the episode?
Let me see if Noelle Foley hit me back.
Oh, yeah. What did you... You said you DM'd her earlier.
I did. I DM'd her.
What'd you say?
I said... Awesome account. You have your dad's ass, and I mean that as a compliment. Hearty eyes, heart eyes, heart eyes. And then she sent me a link to watch one of her pay-per-view videos for $15 for 54 seconds of video.
Okay, do the math on that.
It's $15 for a minute, per minute. Okay. If I were to pay her for a whole hour... That would be an incalculable amount of money.
Holy shit. And I already gave you my $5. So. Good night.
And God bless wrestling.